by election.
And the returning officer is just about to announce the results.
Charles Edward Fawcett, Pims.
Labour.
1,203. Peter Dennis, Pretty Boy Dinwiddie.
Young Liberal.
2. Sir Courtney Biggins Lately.
Very, very old Liberal.
1. Ho Chi Minh.
Conservative.
87,003,097.
And that result certainly seems to have cheered his supporters. And incidentally, this is the first British by-election where we've seen 100% turnout by the entire population of China. And I gather tonight they may be celebrating by going to stand on the Isle of Wight.
Quiet, please, quiet. Hermann Göring.
Mundy Club.
99. I hereby announce that your duly elected representative, by reading out the signature on this check that has just been handed me.
Yes, it's I'm sorry, I'll read it again. Your duly elected representative, Tim Brooke Taylor, Graham Garden, David Hatch, Joe Kendall, Bill Oddie, and here he is with his maiden speech.
It's I'm sorry, I'll read that again. Again!
Over to the ballroom of the Rich Hotel.
No, come back to my place.
Oh, all right.
Pray silence for Radio Prune's new head of light entertainment.
Too good for him.
And now, news of new programs on Prune.
Yes, Radio Prune offers you the very best in entertainment. Top-line shows featuring a whole galaxy of stars and really big names. Like Ephraim Zimble Bimble Pimble, Strod Coppington, Eeny Meeny Miny Moe, Giggleswick Terrapin Terrapin, My Dog Has No Nose, How Does He Smell Terrible, Dinwiddie. Scrap Duckling, Pause for a Breath, Stutter Fudge, Scruffed Worthy Artichoke, Debenham Freebody, Boom Bang A Bang, Hello Darling, Call That A Cucumber Stride, Groping Herbert, Junior, and his wife, Gonzo.
And of course, out go fuddy-duddy old panel games. And in come brand new panel games. Yes, and when you hear them, you'll kill yourselves laughing. Or perhaps you'll just kill yourself.
And of course, lots and lots of topical phone-in programs.
Ah, we have a caller. Hello, sir. Do you have a question to ask the Prime Minister?
Yes.
Too bad he's not here. Hello, caller.
Up a bit. Right a bit. Stop. Left a bit. A bit more. Stop. Up a bit. Up a bit. A bit more. Up a bit.
Yes, all this and more on New Look Radio Prune.
And for up-to-the-minute news coverage, you can't beat Prune. Always first with the news.
Trafficking relief.
Of course he is.
And what's more, out of the window go fuddy-duddy old-style male newsreaders. And in come fuddy-duddy new-style female newsreaders.
News on Prune.
Well, earlier today, a spokesman for the TUC reported that talks have broken down between the Transport and General Workers Union and the Prime Minister. Oh, Paul Soul, I wouldn't be in his shoes for all the CHINF. I don't mind telling you, Paul Lamb. Anyway, that's that. The Middle East. If I told you, you'd never believe it. Oh, Geoffrey was so funny at the Dog and Windmill last night. He had us all in tucks, up on the table singing Avant Gila. Well, is the way he did it. Anyway, he is part Jewish. Football. And the result of tonight's Final Cup semi-final replay, Chelsea 2, Derby County. Oh, that reminds me, I've got a Chelsea bun in the oven. I must fly. Bye.
For listeners of a more serious bent...
Oh, heck, it's Ben.
That is serious.
In more serious mood, Radio Prune will be presenting a serialized dramatization of the strange and tragic story of the Bronte sisters.
Episode 1 begins in Haworth Parsonage, amid the bleak and desolate Yorkshire moors, where the genius of the Brontes flourished despite their struggle against chronic ill health. Later.
And of course, Radio Prune brings you. Excuse me. Hello? What? I don't believe it. Oh, no. Then it's... Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Who was that?
The London Symphony Orchestra. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Radio Prune also brings you shows from abroad. The very best of taped American shows. Wait a minute, what's this?
What?
Well, this tape here, it doesn't look like a program.
I don't know. It came over with all the others.
Well, I mean, look at it. I mean, it's a disgrace. It's all stuck together with sellotape.
Well, somebody must have lost it.
You don't think it could be... No!
Well, let's see what it is.
Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4. There will be no whitewash. Testing, testing. There will be no whitewash. There. No. Whitewash. White. Oh, look at that. There will be. No White House. In the White House. That's it. At last, I can say it with a straight face. Who dat?
Mrs. Fingers, boss.
Come in. You know my office is always open to visitors. No matter how humble... Testing, testing. No matter how humble they may be. Step inside.
Hi, boss.
Okay, Fingers. Have you got those campaign funds I...
Never.
...asked you to get?
Sure thing, boss. They're right...
Not.
...here.
Okay, then. Hand over the...
Shopping.
How you want, Mr. Nix?
Wilkinson.
A cool million...
Avocado pears.
And use notes.
I thank you.
Delivery man.
And here is your share of the...
Vegetables.
And remember, I am always available for a free, frank, and totally innocent... Testing, testing. Innocent exchange of...
Views.
In used notes. After all, I am president of the United States of...
Somewhere else.
And the president is...
Not.
A crook. Oh, by the way... Thank you for hushing up that nasty business in the water.
Closet.
That was easy, boss. All I needed was a couple of million...
Ball cocks.
In news notes. And when Senator...
Genghis Khan.
Got nosy, I just made him a...
Apple pie.
He couldn't refuse.
Mr. Nix.
Wilkinson.
Mr. Nix.
Wilkinson.
We got problems, sir. It's a long story, but... And that's the truth. Goodbye.
This could be serious, boss.
No, no, no. After all...
You can.
Fool.
Some of the people.
All of the...
Time.
And that's what matters. That's all, folks.
the tops in listening. Starting soon, our season of old movies. And we kick off our season with that fabulous film, The Ten Commandments.
With Charlton Heston as Moses.
Well, no, we couldn't afford the one with Charlton Heston.
But we have got The Ten Commandments, starring Charlton Athletic.
See how our people are turned from the paths of righteousness. They worship false idols in wild sacrificial orgies. If only Moses were here.
Fear not, my child. Lo, Moses descends from his vigil in the mountains. He approaches.
We are the champions!
Oh, Moses, see what has happened in your absence.
Go, 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 go.
But what are those tablets of stone you carry?
Look, there is writing on them. Why, these are the 11 commandments and one substitute.
A miracle!
Oy vey!
No, this is simply not good enough. Good Lord.
Yes,
stop it. That's quite enough. Good grief. And now, little Billy Oddy.
I met her at the kindergarten. Though I was less than 2 years old. She taught me just what bliss is. She gave me 6 wet kisses. Until by nanny we were told. It's only Nappy Love. That's what I give to you. It's Nappy Love. Although we're only two, I need you and I want you with all my Nappy Love. She is a queen in plastic panties. My baby doll that I adore. I knew I'd really pleased her that moment when I squeezed her and she went wee wee on the floor. It's just Nappy Love. That's what they always say. It's Nappy Love. But it is here to stay. I need you and I want you.
Me. That day you gave me a big, wet, soggy rusk right up my nose. Darling, I'll share my teddy with you. I'll share my patent dinky feeding bottle. I'll even let you use my potty.
So baby, hold me near and whisper in my ear those words I am longing to hear you say.
Dr. Spock.
They say that we're too young to marry. We tell them, just you wait and see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We may be only two, but we know what to do. And very soon we could be three. Oh, yes, it's
Nappy Love.
Just like a safety pin, our
Nappy Love
holds our emotions in.
I need you when I want you.
With all my happy love.
And now,
okay.
Kansas City.
Yahoo!
What a town.
Yahoo!
Cowboys and cowgirls.
Yahoo!
Cattle dealers and businessmen.
Yahoo!
All come to have a good time. I'm sorry.
You please stop going yahoo.
Get off me foot then.
Belt up.
Clever stuff. Thank you, Oscar Wilde.
Anyway, will you please come with me to the old corral?
Can't you go yourself?
Too big, quiet.
Here, folks, here we are in the old corral.
Must be a buck.
A buck corral.
Sure is great to see you all gather here today. I know we got a real special surprise treat for you. Oh, you ain't gonna believe this, yo. It's Buffalo Bill's Wild West Show.
Oh, not again. Again.
And here he is, folks. Buffalo Bill.
Please, folks, bear with me.
Bear.
Thank you. Listen here now. I got some brand new acts for the Wild and Woolly West.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you welcome, please, Tex Evasion and his amazing Liberty Chipmunks. All right, then. Witness, if you will, our amazing display of musical milking.
But at that very moment, riding into town were Buffalo Bill's arch rivals, Aardvark Sam and Three-Toed Sloth Luke, who was, of course, otherwise known as Sandwiches.
Sandwiches?
That's right. Surely you've heard of Sam and Sandwiches.
Nope, never heard of them.
Well, you soon will, because here they come now.
I came down from Alabama with a banjo on my knee, bringing lots of cowboy jokes to on the BBC.
Look, tether my coconuts. Thank you kindly. Painful, yet curiously enjoyable.
Well, sure is nice here. Here we are in the Windy City. Yeah, maybe it ain't quite so nice after all. Sam, I reckon we ought to split.
Reckon I just did. Yeah. No. Stop, Luke, and listen. I reckon I can hear the sound of an audience being entertained by Buffalo Bill's Wild West Show.
Either that or they're watching Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace.
Seems to me these folks might be in need of a little alternative entertainment. You know what I mean.
Nope.
Even as he spoke, Sam was hatching a plot.
Plot.
Hello there, Buffalo Bill.
Aardvark Sam, you evil-hearted critter. What wickedness are you kind of perpetrate on these good people?
Now, don't say that, Bill. Don't say that about Aardvark Sam.
Why not?
Because I just can't resist saying Aardvark never did anyone any harm.
Oh, you sure like to live dangerously, don't you?
Anyways, why are you here?
Well, I'll tell y'all. Folks, we is here to offer you a real Wild West show.
Straight from the Palace of Naughty Nudie, Stockholm, where we had a hell of a run.
That's right. We did the show, then run like hell.
We bring you Aardvark Sam's Wild West Show, or
Sexy Susan Sins Again. And again and again.
Now you listen to me, Aardvark Sam. We have an ice cream town here. Ain't that right, folks? Mm. Yeah. Well, that's the way it's gonna stay. Right then, so much for public taste. Introducing the new star of my show. Now welcome, friends, for little Annie Oakley.
Hi, everybody. Sorry, hello, everybody. What a good time with the
sooner said than done, sir. And introducing the star of our show, Wild Bill Featherington Peachbody.
But why is he called Wild Bill?
Because I'm always cross. Anyway, little Annie Oakleaf, I challenge you to a gunfight.
And I accept.
So the day was fixed for the big shooting match. But first, Buffalo Bill decided to throw a barbecue.
Yeah, I reckon this steak's a mite underdone.
And then, three-toed Sloth Luke picked up the hot fiddle.
My fingers!
And led them all in the square dance.
Grab that gal, cuddle up close, stroke her back and nuzzle her nose. Lick her ear, tell her she's yours, throw her in the air and whip up her...
That's enough of that. Quite enough. As evening wore on, the moon became fuller.
Oh, God, I'm going to be sick.
The stars... No, please. The stars popped out.
Back in a minute.
And they opened the shutters and let in the balmy air.
Hello.
The band played something a little more romantic.
Oh, grab that gal, thrill her to bits, hold it close and nibble it.
And then, and then, and then, it was time for the last waltz.
Oh, grab that gal!
And strange to tell, and even stranger to see, Wild Bill and Annie found themselves locked in each other's arms.
You sure know what a lady likes.
Yes, well, you're not borrowing my dress.
They made a touching sight. Almost. 6 foot Bill and 3 foot Annie, dancing cheek to cheek.
Well, there was only one thing for it. Buffalo Bill took Annie to see the old Indian medicine man, Big Chief Running Saw.
Running sore, this, my assistant, chief, running water in all, bedrooms,
Why do you keep saying,
Me not, too sure of, script.
I understand, but one thing I don't understand, why is the red man red?
Me very embarrassed by script.
I understand that too, yes. But to the matter in hand.
Here. Little Annie, get out of my hand and climb into this teaspoonful of Indian potion and drink 'em up 'em.
Okay, here goes.
What will it do?
Heap powerful, She will be twice the woman, In fact, she'll be 28 times the woman,
Day of the contest arrived.
Introducing in the pink corner, the Sequin Liberty Bodies, and toting a lovely pair of revolvers, which, let's face it, is a good trick if you can do it. With pearl handles and tinsel triggers, your own Wild Bill Featherington Peachbody, and in the red, blue, green, puce, and heliotrope corners. Wearing a bell tent, courtesy of Billy Smarts. And toting two enormous bazookas. Your own little Annie Oakley.
Annie. Yeah.
Right, now I want a good clean contest.
Oh, what a pity.
And may the best man win.
Well, that lets me out.
In the first round, the contestants will attempt to shoot the shell off a terrapin at 100 yards. Little Annie, fire!
Missed.
Well, Bill, fire!
Hey, this gun's bent. Takes one to know one.
Oh, you bitch. Right, that does it.
Not so fast, little Annie. Drop him.
Oh, I thought you'd never ask.
You can't hide behind those cast iron bloomers.
Yes, I can. If you want me, you're going to have to come in and get me. Well, come on.
No way.
What are you going to do now, eh?
There's only one way out of this.
You don't mean...
I do.
Oh, cheat, 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 cheat. That's cheating.
Listening to The Angus Prune Show, starring Tim Brooke Taylor, Graham Garden, David Hatch, Joe Ken, and Bilotti. The script was written by Graham Garden and Bilotti, and Bill also wrote the song. The music was played by Dave Lee and the Boys and arranged by Leon Cohen. The program was produced by John Castles and David Hatch, who are wild and woolly about these words.
It's I'm sorry, oh,
again.
You can hear a repeat of that program tomorrow at 7:02 on Radio 2. Radio 2 on 1500 meters and VHF.